Vercel Traces. Its breach to an AI tool's Google OAuth Vercel published a postmortem attribution for its recent security incident on April 19, 2026. According to a Cointelegraph summary of the company's statement, the breach originated from a third-party AI tool whose Google Workspace OAuth app was compromised. That is the sequence Vercel now puts forward. An AI tool vendor got hit. The OAuth app that vendor used to reach into customer Google Workspaces became a live key, and Vercel's environment was one of the places that key unlocked. The immediate takeaway is boring and important. The breach did not start on Vercel's servers. It started at a vendor Vercel had authorized to read and write against its workspace. Why OAuth apps keep becoming the root cause? OAuth apps are convenient because the user clicks allow once and the app keeps working. They are risky for the same reason. The grant persists until someone manually revokes it. The scopes are often broader than the product actually needs, and no one looks at the list of connected apps until something goes wrong. AI tooling has made the problem worse in the past year. Many AI dev assistants, meeting note takers, and code review products request Google Workspace, GitHub, or Slack OAuth to function. The product gets adopted quickly inside engineering teams. The security review comes later, if ever. When the AI vendor itself gets breached, every customer OAuth grant is a waiting door. This is not a new category. Security researchers have cataloged the pattern in GitHub app compromises, Salesforce connected app incidents, and the 2023 CircleCI breach. What is new is how fast AI tool adoption has widened the surface. What this means for crypto teams running on Vercel Vercel is the default front-end host for a large slice of the crypto ecosystem. Wallet UIs, DEX aggregators, NFT marketplaces, points dashboards, and DeFi front-ends all commonly deploy there. A compromise at the hosting layer is not the same as a smart contract bug, but it can be worse in one specific way. Attackers controlling a front-end can swap the deployed contract address a user is about to approve, intercept wallet connections, or inject phishing flows that look native to the app. Crypto teams running on Vercel should work through a short checklist. Review the list of OAuth apps connected to their Google Workspace, GitHub organization, and Vercel account, and revoke anything not actively used. Check Vercel team audit logs across the dates the company has flagged as relevant, looking for unfamiliar deployments, environment variable changes, or domain additions. Rotate deployment tokens, environment secrets, and anything stored in Vercel environment variables, especially treasury keys, RPC access tokens, and any signing keys. Audit DNS and custom domain settings, since DNS is a common follow-on target after a hosting layer compromise. Echoing the eth.limo DNS registrar issue Vitalik flagged earlier this month. Teams with meaningful TVL should treat this as a rotation exercise, not a review exercise. The cost of rotating keys and tokens is an afternoon. The cost of not rotating, if a key did leak, is everything downstream of that key. What users can actually do, regular users have less visibility here, but not zero. If a crypto app's front end behaves unusually, prompts for approvals it never asked for before, routes signatures through a domain that does not match the normal one, or suddenly asks for seed phrase confirmation, treat it as a red flag. Use a hardware wallet for anything non-trivial, since the signing device shows what a transaction will actually do, regardless of what the front end claims. Using a self-custody option for spending means the key material never touches a front end at all, which is a structural defense against hosting layer compromises. That is not the reason self-custody exists, but incidents like this one are why the design keeps paying off.